I'm curious, I'm gonna make somebody have to work, I'm sorry. Does anybody remember what the very first thing that was created in Genesis 1, the creation story? Light. Before light was created, the earth was a senseless void, as Genesis 1 declares. And so light was the first thing created, but I want to make sure we know, did the light erase the darkness? No. It interrupts. And that is why we're here tonight, to remember that light interrupts darkness. A candle lit in a room still sees shadows in the corners. It cannot completely erase, but it can interrupt and bring something different. This season can honestly suck. It's real. There are so many ways that this season is harsh for people who are having their first Christmas without someone they love, without an animal that has been a part of your family for years, without people who have been a part of your family who have chosen to leave in one form or another. Missing our friends and our families when grief of unexpected changes occurs. Perhaps moving to a new place, whether it's in town or not. Missing your colleagues, missing home. Even when you are home, it can still feel like you're not there. Because in this season, so much happiness exists around us, and it's hard. I find it interesting, when we talk about the longest night, it also means the shortest day, but nobody talks about shortest day. Because what we see, what we feel, is that deep longing to have something more than incredible darkness. In my chaplaincy work that I have done before with hospitals and with nursing homes, and the times that I've worked with family and friends who have gone through hospice and other situations, I have learned that sundowners is a real thing. It affects so many people. I saw it so much in my aunt towards the end of her life. As the sun goes down, so does your spirit, so does your memory. For many people, we see great advances during the day when there's light, if they are dealing with dementia of some sort. And yet, when that sun goes down, it brings down the ability to focus, the ability to feel connected to whatever is happening. The light feels gone. It's not about darkness in people, but darkness of environment that we feel. So it's interesting in John's first verses, these first five verses, which are some of my absolute favorite in the entire Bible, to remind us that Jesus was life, and life is light. It's beautiful when I think about it. The work that I do at Monta Vista is working with children. And I see that light in their eyes, that drive to learn more, the life that they bring to the table. So why does it matter that Christmas, of all the times in the year that it could have been placed, was placed now? Many scholars have determined that it's highly possible that Jesus was not actually born in December, but we don't know for sure. What we do know is that Pope Julius I, in the 4th century, chose to set it on December 25th officially. And Christmas was set at this time, I feel, as a way to remind us that Jesus is that light. It was a way for him and the church, the Catholic Church, to combat paganism and all of the different traditions that were around them. But it was also a chance to say, in the midst of darkness, there is light. In a season where so many celebrate and party, some of us are dealing with spiritual, emotional, mental darkness. And it doesn't have a lot of space, does it? When you go through the stores, when you go to a studio to work on something, when you're just driving in the car listening to the radio, all you hear is happy. And happy's great, I don't deny happy, but I also have other feelings. That's why tonight's important. Tonight is the night where we get to remember that we hold all of this together. We hold multiple emotions at the same time. You can actually be happy and sad simultaneously, despite what some people in life have tried to tell us, right? You can have multiple emotions. You can be sad, you can be mad, and you can be happy all at once. There are so many things that we go through, and we realize that we have multiple emotions attached to them, and that is good. Because grief comes in so many forms, and happiness comes in so many forms. So in this night, we get to remind ourselves that Jesus is the light, and the light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overcome it, but neither did light completely overcome darkness. You can honor that darkness when you're feeling those sparks of light. We have them. And if we're reminded that light, if light were to replace darkness, then the moon and the stars of the night would just be a blanket of light, right? Even in the sky, when we walk out of this space, we will see that there is light interrupting bits of darkness. It is beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous when you get to look up at the night sky and see the moon and see the constellations and the different stars, and occasionally you see a planet. Knowing that this was all created by God, the same God who created you and sent us, Jesus Christ. We cannot stop the darkness from being present in our lives, but we do have those moments, those specks of light, those little stars that interrupt it. Maybe it's laughing at a fun story that somebody tells about a loved one at a funeral or a memorial service. You have that moment of feeling guilty that you're laughing, but also knowing that that is what that person wanted, was for us to enjoy all of their life and not just what we're feeling in the moment. To truly celebrate a life is to recognize that there are many parts of it, the good, the bad, the best, and the worst. Time with a friend that makes you not have to think about whatever it is you're struggling with. For me personally, that has been so important in these last several months as I've been going through something. My time with Kristen, when we do art together and we work in an art studio on glass pieces, I don't have to think about the stuff I'm struggling with. I get to talk to the people in the studio, I get to talk with Kristen, and I get to do art. And I love it. For that time, I'm not thinking about the other stuff. Maybe it's a good book or a TV show that you watch, a good movie, where it takes your mind off of it. Those are your sparks of light. It doesn't mean that grief doesn't exist and it's not going to be around for years. What it means is that we have those other things that help us through. I've often told patients and their families in the hospital, grief doesn't disappear. What we do is we learn how to work with it. It doesn't go away, we don't get over it, we learn how to go through it. Because we feel those specks of light. So this is your reminder that Jesus, who is light and life, was born at night. It was even. Just as we see our candles, as we see the stars and the moon, we see those bits of light interrupting darkness. So tonight I ask you to consider, what light do you hold with you in the darkness? I dropped it somewhere in my car, but I have a little candle that's going to go. Was a faith in God. What is your light? What does this help you to see that you can carry with you as you go forward? Take a moment to process your light. And when you're ready, I ask you to take a moment to move. Breathe in this light that you need. Whatever this light is. And then breathe out the light that you can give to others. It's just as much as you need those people to be your light, they need you to. Breathe in light and breathe out light. With that, go in peace searching for happy interruptions. Mm-hmm.